Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on society.
Oh.
In today's program, we're going to teach you how to be an outstanding member of society.
Cool.
Well, as if we know about that, but one thing in society that is kind of common to countries all over the world is the large number of elderly people.
Uh-huh.
The population of people, 50, 65 years old or older, is getting higher and higher. This is creating different situations for governments all over the world, especially Japan, but also here in Taiwan and in China and the USA.
And in Korea. I talked to my friend. They're having this problem as well.
Yep, indeed. People just don't want to have kids anymore. They're too mafan, too troublesome or whatever.
Costs
they can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty expensive. So in any case, if you're getting older and you want to keep on living, you want to stay active, you know, and feel like you're contributing to society. Today we're going to talk about a place you can go to. If you're elderly, you want to get out of the house for a while and get some fresh air, you might want to consider going to a playground for the elderly.
That actually sounds fun.
Playground
for the elderly. Actually, I have to tell you, though, my father, who is 79 and very active, he still works, he's a lawyer, he doesn't like to hang out with the elderly.
Ooh.
Because all they do, he says, is complain about how this hurts and, oh, this hurts and, oh. And he just wants to be happy. So he hangs out with younger people.
Yeah, I guess I don't blame him. If you're healthy, why do you want to hang out with the pathetic basket cases?
Well, people who complain a lot,
That is true. Some elderly people, like my parents, have kept active with volunteer work and stuff like that.
I think he'd like your parents, yeah.
Yeah, they don't seem to be complaining about stuff too much, but I don't want to stereotype all elderly people as being a bunch of whiners.
No.
There are whiners in every age group.
True.
But since we're talking about the elderly, I think we should actually listen to the entire contents of our article right now, and then we'll come right back. As people age, they no longer move around as easily as they used to. That doesn't mean they have to stay confined to their homes, though. It's for the convenience of these seniors that many countries have constructed playgrounds specifically for the elderly. The playgrounds look extremely similar to those enjoyed by children and include various kinds of swings. They also feature equipment that allows the elderly to stretch and do a little exercise. What's more, the playgrounds themselves are wheelchair accessible. Some of the playgrounds are exclusive to seniors, while others are open to people of all ages. In addition to giving seniors the chance to enjoy gentle exercise, these playgrounds offer opportunities to socialize. This is beneficial to elderly people who often feel lonely. Playgrounds like this can be found in many parts of the world. It's unclear where the idea first took off, but Spain has had these playgrounds for a decade, as has Germany. As the idea caught on, more opened in the UK and also in the US, where a non-profit organization called Kaboom has set up over 50 playgrounds. Nowhere is the idea of activities for the elderly more relevant than in Japan, though. More than 20% of the population is over 65, and that number is set to rise sharply. Besides, the birth rate is low, meaning that parks are more likely to be full of older people than kids. Therefore, Japan has built many exercise centers specifically for the elderly in order to promote good health and curb the medical costs of looking after its seniors. These playgrounds and other activity centers are great for communities and reinforce the old saying that you're only as old as you feel.
Okay, guys, let's dive in. We're talking about playgrounds, places that the elderly can go and play in, play on. You could say a playground. I'm going to playing on the playground, playing in the playground. We usually say play on a playground, but I see play in a playground here in Taiwan a lot, too. Notice that when we use this word elderly, we use the elderly. It's a group of people who are older. And I know, Tom, you mentioned like 55 to 65. I would say the elderly these days, people are healthier, live longer. I think the elderly are more like 70 and older, maybe even 75 and older.
Wow, so we can be middle-aged all the way until about 70,
yeah,
right?
I think people are much healthier nowadays, and they look younger, too.
Hopefully, that's true. And we are talking about playgrounds. That's actually a place where people can go and play, usually kids. Okay, they have swings there. You can go down a slide. You can play on the seesaw
there. The monkey bars.
The monkey bars, the merry-go-round, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I should say that playgrounds nowadays are not as fun as they used to be. Even though I'm kind of too old to be playing on them. But I guess some of these swings and stuff are kind of dangerous and, you know, towns can get sued and things like that.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Those big swings I had when I was a kid, boy, they were fun. And those merry-go-rounds, we could spin those things really fast. But you just don't see them anymore.
I don't see merry-go-rounds at all. Yeah.
Yeah, we had those when I was a kid. Dang, those were fun.
They were fun, yeah.
But you could find those at playgrounds. Here in Taiwan, though, you can find those in parks, okay? Parks include a playground, or kindergartens will have a playground or something like that. But in any case, let's dive right into our lesson here. Uh-huh. The first paragraph says, as people age, they no longer move around as easily as they used to. That's true. You're slower, and you just can't go up and down stairs as fast as you used to, and you just can't go to the store or the market like you used to. But that doesn't mean that these people, the elderly, have to stay confined to their homes, though. Confined here is from the verb to confine, which basically means you are told to stay somewhere and you can't go. Like prisoners, for example, are confined to jail. Or if you've got some kind of problem, you may be confined to home. You can't leave because you can't walk anymore,
mm-hmm.
or you don't have balance or something like that. So you're kind of stuck in your homes.
That's right. Or you can use it more in a figurative way. Our topic is confined to playgrounds for the elderly. We're not going to be talking about anything else beyond that. Here in the next sentence, it says, it's for the convenience of the seniors, the elderly, that many countries have constructed these playgrounds. Now, take a look at this word seniors. I think it was a word that we came up with for the elderly about, 40 years ago. I think the elderly sounded kind of bad. Mm. Older people didn't want to be called the elderly. And senior sounds a little nicer, a little younger, a little more fit. So we use seniors when we talk about the elderly more frequently, at least in the United States, because it sounds better. We have some of those words where it just sounds better. Mm. Now, if you construct something, it means you build it. You can build a building. You can construct a building. You can construct a bridge. Usually you use a construct when you're talking about bigger things. Here we're putting together playgrounds. You know, sometimes they have to put in pavement. Sometimes they put in, of course, some of the equipment like swings and slides. I still see a lot of slides on playgrounds, which I'm grateful for, but I don't see the merry-go-rounds, like I said. Mm. They like those little toys that look like animals, like a duck, and they sit on it and it bounces up and down.
Yeah, I had to look that up for somebody one time because they asked how to say that in English, and I forgot. But
yeah,
like spring toys or something.
It's a spring toy, but we really don't have a certain name. I think that's why it was hard to look up.
Yeah, it was. I'm still not sure, but a lot of parks have those. We're talking about playgrounds that are constructed specifically for the elderly. Specifically means clearly or defined in that way. And yes, indeed, you've got playgrounds that are usually for kids, but no, these are playgrounds especially or specifically for the elderly, which means kids probably can't really go there unless you're going out with grandpa and grandpa for the day.
I'm sure nobody would object.
Okay, let's go on now to the next paragraph. It says, the playgrounds look extremely similar to those enjoyed by children and include various kinds of swings. Swings is like Cho Chen in Chinese, but I think swings here can refer to all those sorts of things in a park, as we said, a slide, a seesaw, merry-go-round, etc., monkey bars. Those are all parts of swings or I don't know, just kind of equipment that you see in a park or a playground.
Yeah, so they feature equipment that allows the elderly or seniors. Notice when we use seniors, we don't have to use a definite or indefinite article. We don't have to say the seniors or the seniors. Hmm. We just say seniors. Their equipment that they put in there for seniors so that they can stretch and do a little bit more exercise, which is always good for all of us, not just seniors. We all need to exercise more. Notice your equipment is a non-count noun. I don't know how many times, Tom, I've seen people write equipments and put an S on it. No, you cannot put an S on this word. Equipment is non-count. Remember that. No matter what somebody says to you, there's no S on this. So equipment includes everything that you use for a particular activity. Your sports equipment might be your soccer ball, I don't know, your tennis shoes, your baseball, your bat, your glove. You can have equipment for work. Maybe you work in the office. Your equipment might include your computer, your phone, things like that. So equipment is just the things that you need to get some sort of job done.
And this equipment may allow seniors or the elderly to stretch and do a little exercise. And in parks here in Taiwan, of course, they have these little exercise machines that are mostly used by seniors, although kids like to play on them as well.
Yeah.
But I think we're supposed to share those.
Uh-huh.
And what's more, in addition, the playgrounds themselves are wheelchair accessible.
Oh, good.
Which means that they don't have these curbs. The wheelchairs can roll in there or stairs and stuff like that. And I think, at least here in Taipei, the parks are wheelchair accessible, and some of the playgrounds are exclusive to seniors, which means only seniors can go there,
right,
while others are open to people of all ages. So you can have a family gathering with your extended family, from the grandkids to the parents to the grandparents to the great-grandparents, the dog, the cat. You can all go together to these parks because they don't have any restrictions, but other ones are exclusive to seniors.
In addition to all of that, giving seniors the chance to enjoy gentle exercise, nothing too dangerous or something that will make their heart go too fast, these playgrounds offer opportunities to socialize. This is probably one of the best or biggest benefits that the playgrounds have, at least for me, because I know my dad gets lonely. My mom has passed away now, and my dad gets lonely. He wants to talk to people all the time. He goes to the gym, a regular gym, and I know he says he goes to exercise, Tom, but I know he goes there to talk to people. If you socialize, you mix with other people. Maybe you have a dinner together. Maybe you go see a show. It's just talking with other people and not about work, just about life.
Yeah, you're going to shoot the breeze,
yeah.
Which is a slang term that just means you're going to have a light conversation and talk about whatever.
Chat together. Yeah.
Yep, you're talking about maybe your grandson. He just got accepted to Harvard or something like that. Oh, I kind of bruised my leg the other day. I need to take some painkillers and stuff like that. You can socialize about all sorts of stuff. And this is beneficial to elderly people who often feel lonely. That is true. Elderly people are kind of stuck at home all day while everybody else is out feeling useful.
Yeah.
Elderly people might not feel they're contributing to the family or society anymore, so maybe these playgrounds allow them to feel that they're still part of things, and we certainly hope that they stick around for as long as possible. Okay, that brings us to the end of our first lesson, or our first half of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天来看到的是给这些银发族的游乐园 playgrounds for the elderly. 我们首先来看到第一个空格的句子提到 It's for the convenience of these seniors, blank one. Many countries have constructed playgrounds specifically for the elderly. 在这里我们要用的句型是一个强调用的句型，是分裂句型。我们用 it is 加上呢，可能是一个介系词片语，主词或者是受词，然后再用 that 来延续其他子句的内容。所以呢，第一题我们可以选择的是 C 选项 that， 用来强调 就是为了这些老年人银发族的方便，所以许多的国家就开始建置一些呢游乐园是 specifically for the elderly， 专门是属于给年长者所使用的。所以第一题是考同学们的文法强调的分裂句型，正确答案选 C that。 第二个空格的句子提到 the playgrounds look extremely similar to blank to by children and include various kinds of swings， 其实这样子的游乐园看起来就跟小孩子的怎么样非常的类似，当然是跟小孩子所喜爱的那些游乐园是非常类似的咯。这里的主词是 the playgrounds， 是用复数，所以在同样的句子当中代替前面陈述过的这样子的一个普通名词，单数用 that， 复数则是用 those。 所以第二个空格我们可以选择 B 选项的 those enjoyed。 enjoyed 当然是用来修饰前面的名词 those， 这些游乐园是被小孩子们所喜爱的，所以第二题的标准答案就选择 B those enjoyed。 第三个空格的句子提到 some of the playgrounds are blank three to seniors while others are open to people of all ages， 在这里提到呢有一些游乐园是怎么样给这些年长者， while 然而其他的呢则是开放给各个年龄阶层的。第三题的 A exclusive专用的独有的， B dependable 可靠的， C sensible 明智的， D considerable 相当大的。这些游乐场有些是属于年长者所专有的，所以搭配文意第三题我们可以选择 A exclusive。第四个空格的句子前面有提到呢 These playgrounds offer opportunities to socialize， 这样子的游乐园其实就提供了这些年长者有机会可以从事一些社交的活动。 This is blank for to elderly people who often feel lonely， 当然咯对这些常常感觉到很孤独的年长者来讲，这样的状况是怎么样的呢？第四题 A professional 职业的， B artificial 人工的， C beneficial 有益的， D original 原始的。老年人需要多一点的社交活动，对他们常常感到孤独来说当然是非常有效益的，所以第四题的标准答案就选择 C beneficial。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about playgrounds for the elderly. This might be confusing to our local listeners here because I guess in Western countries there's a lot more space so you can have both parks and playgrounds. I remember in my hometown, yes indeed, there was a park somewhere, but there were also playgrounds that were specific places for kids to go play. Whereas here in Taiwan you kind of combine the two together. You got parks which have playgrounds built inside of them.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Well, playgrounds like the ones we've been talking about that have been constructed or built for the elderly or seniors to enjoy can be found in many parts of the world. It's unclear where the idea first took off. We're talking about who first thought of this. So if an idea takes off, it becomes popular. A lot of people have ideas, but they never take off. So they never go anywhere. They never become popular. This has actually become quite popular, and playgrounds for the elderly are found around the world. So look at this verb, to take off. Took off is the past tense. So take off means to shoot up, right? So a rocket can take off. If you say, oh, I'm opening a new business and it's really taking off, what you're saying is it's really being successful. You're doing well.
Exactly. So, yes, indeed, a plane can take off from an airport or a business can take off. It can begin. So, hey, where did this idea first start? Where did it take off? We don't really know, but it is true that Spain, The country of Spain in Europe there has had these kinds of playgrounds for a decade. A decade is a period of 10 years. And Germany has too, as has Germany. Also, Germany has had these playgrounds as well. So as the idea caught on, as the idea continued to catch on with other countries, one opened in the UK, the United Kingdom, England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, and also in the US, the USA, of course, has quite a number of elderly people as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there you've got a nonprofit organization called Kaboom. This organization has set up over 50 playgrounds. Nonprofit means they're trying to help out society and they're not trying to make money.
Well, they make a little money, but they try
some
to
money,
they try to put it back into the business. Kaboom is kind of a fun name because it's the sound effect that we make when something explodes. Kaboom!
Yeah, it's kind of weird, huh?
Kind of a fun name.
What does
that
have to do with elderly playgrounds?
I don't know, but look, the name even has an exclamation point in the name. So it's kind of fun. So they've set up over 50 playgrounds in the U.S.
Okay, let's move on now to the next paragraph. Here it says, nowhere is the idea of activities for the elderly more relevant than in Japan, though. So yes, indeed, these activities for elderly people are relevant, which means they are very important or they are related to the people's lives and to their well-being. But this is mostly relevant in Japan. There's no other country where it is as relevant in Japan because Japan, of course, has lots and lots of elderly people and they need to figure out what to do with them. More than 20% of the population in Japan is over 65, and that number is set to rise sharply. Is set to, you could also say, is about to. It is prepared to. It's going to rise sharply.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed, there are going to be all sorts of old people in Japan. They need to deal with that situation. And that we mostly hear about that from Japan. You know, I guess that's where the problem is the most profound. But it's also a problem in many other countries like Europe and Taiwan, Korea, probably even China as well, because of that one-child policy.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention, after this phrase is set to rise, we've got this adverb sharply, which means goes up very quickly, okay? It's not a gradual increase. Boy, it's going to go up very fast. We often see it when they're talking about the stock market dropped sharply, which means it went down a lot very quickly. So sharply, watch out for that word. Now, the birth rate is low in Japan, meaning the parks are more likely to be full of older people than kids. So notice here we're saying older people, not elder people.
Mm.
Okay. It's going to be full of seniors rather than kids. So therefore, because of this, that's similar to that word hence that we saw in another article. Hence, therefore, Japan has built many exercise centers specifically or targeted at the elderly or specifically for the elderly in order to promote good health and curb the medical costs of looking after its seniors. One of the hardest things for national health care, of course, is the cost of taking care of a big elderly population. Because as you get older, your body breaks down and you need more help, you need more medicine. You just need a lot more visits to the doctor. To curb something means to restrain it, to lessen it, to make sure it doesn't get out of control. To curb a habit means maybe you eat chocolate way too much every day. If you curb your chocolate habit, you reduce the amount of chocolate that you eat.
Yep, curb here is being used as a verb, as you say, to kind of reduce something. But
restrain.
Restrain, but I should also mention curb can be a noun.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a difficult word to translate for Chinese people because it doesn't really exist in Chinese.
True.
And curb is basically the part at the side of a street that goes higher. The edge of the street, basically, that's called the curb. In the States, you'll see signs that say curbside parking. You can park your car right next to the curb. But again, here the word is being used as a verb just to reduce something. So they want to curb the medical costs or reduce them. and they also want to look after seniors and kind of take care of them and make sure that they don't do something that they shouldn't do. And these playgrounds and other activity centers are great for communities and reinforce the old saying that you're only as old as you feel. That's true. I may be 95 years old myself right now, but I feel like I'm only 17. You're only as old as you feel. So that's a psychological there. Community here just can be a group of people living together in a certain area. It doesn't have to be a formal political entity like a town or a district or something. It's just your local neighborhood.
No, and it can also mean a community of friends. Maybe you have a lot of musical friends that get together. That's a community of musicians that get together and maybe play some music together or listen to music. So it's a great way for communities to feel closer to each other. And it also reinforces or strengthens, that's what reinforce means, to strengthen or support, this old saying that you're only as old as you feel. So hopefully all of you feel pretty young out there. Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
这样子的想法呢，从西班牙跟德国开始有了这些老年人所专属的游乐园。第五个空格 ,As the idea blank five more opened in the UK and also in the US.其实呢，随着这样子的想法怎么样，越来越多的游乐场，不管是在英国或者是美国，也都开始了。第五题的 A 选项 knock out 有打败、淘汰的意思 ，B shut down 关闭 ，C stayed up 熬夜 ，D caught on 风行变得流行。所以随着这样子的观念呢，开始流行起来，当然有越来越多的游乐园都建制起来。所以第五题的标准答案就选择 D caught on。最后一段提到了日本的状况，日本的出生率很低。第六个空格的句子写着 ：The birth rate is low, meaning that parks are more likely to be blank six.Older people than kids. 出生率很低，意思也就代表着这些公园呐，以后可能怎么样 ？Older people than kids. 然后年长的人多过于这些小孩子。第六题 ，A full of 充满 ，B associated with 与什么联想 ，C opposed to 反对。D responsible for 为什么负责任？因为出生率低，老年人多，所以很快的这些公园里面，老年人会比起小孩还要更多，充满着这些人。所以第六题的标准答案就选择 A full of。Therefore, Japan has built many exercise centers specifically for the elderly in order to blank seven, good health, and curb the medical costs of looking after its seniors. 于是呢，日本就开始建造一些专门给年长者的运动中心。它的目的是要怎么样 good health 呢？ A. Emerge 出现 B. Restrict 限制C. Insult, 羞辱 D. Promote, 促进倡导当然为老年人建制运动中心就希望能够提倡健康的重要性咯第七题搭配文意我们就选择 D. Promote 以上就是今天的课文讲解谢谢收听
Well, lo and behold, we've reached the end of our program, everybody, but we certainly hope that the elderly will have lots of places to go hang out with their friends, do some exercise, and feel like they're still part of society. We want you around for as long as you can stay here. So that brings us to the end of our program for today. Thanks for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.